My guest today, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, Brad Paulson. All right, checking out the grains here first, Brad. Looking like a rough day for the grains, actually. Soybeans leading the way lower, double digits lower here to close out the day's trade. What had the grains trading so much lower today?
Just thoughts that maybe China is kind of caught up on buying beans for now. They finally did purchase soybeans this week, but it wasn't much more than a million, maybe 2 million tons. But normally they'd be buying a million plus tons a week. They buy 110 million tons of beans a year from the world, so it's almost 2 million tons they'd have to buy every week. But last year at this time, they were probably buying a million to two. So, and the market has quite a run. I mean, we actually were higher than last year at this time in the soybean market. So market got a little overbought. The funds pushed it up. A little bit of Chinese buying pushed it up, and now we're kind of in the correction mode. Also, it sounds like the president's going to delay his decision on the RINs and the biofuel mandates and that kind of stuff here that's been going on. Biden kicked the can down the road when he was president, and looks like it's going to be put off for another couple of years. So that also pressured the soy complex and corn today.
All right. Switching over to the cattle markets, looks like they're closing mixed. Live and feeders, both those sectors had a bit of a tough day, though. What happened with the cattle markets today?
Just more of the same. You know, we ran up to all-time highs earlier this fall and saw a sharp correction, and now we're just kind of chop around here looking for a bottom. The cash markets and the feeders are you know, in this neighborhood, so they really don't need to drop much more unless the cash does. And even the cash cattle, the live cattle, the numbers are still tight, so we're probably getting close to some kind of a tradable bottom here, but box beef looked a little weak here this week, so if we get some strength in the boxes and get into the holiday season and see pretty good demand and some bad winter weather, these cattle could turn around in a hurry.
That was Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, Brad Paulson.